Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, I welcome you in Jesus' name, and I pray that your heart is encouraged and inspired as you hear the word of the Lord. And as I was asking the Lord's direction for what He would have me share this week, the subject of vision was laid on my heart by Him, the importance of vision. And so I'd like to ask the Lord to just bring our hearts into unity and into a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, that what He desires to bring forth through the word of the Lord for our personal lives will be brought forth, and that Jesus will be glorified in all of it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, I would like to start reading the word of the Lord found in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 4. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what He will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Thank you, Lord, for the word of the Lord. We want to talk about vision. And here in this book of Habakkuk, we were under the minor prophets, he had a vision. He had a burden from the Lord. And it says a burden which the prophet saw. And so as we talk about vision, we have to understand that God-ordained visions come from the very heart of God. And in fact, the visions that should motivate and direct our lives must be not our own vision, but those that come as an answer to heartfelt and sincere prayers. God, give me your vision, your destiny for my life. And so in response, we feel that vision. How do we do that? How do we experience it? Well, we're burdened with a problem, for example, to solve, burdened with an area of focus or interest that just drives you to action. It drives you to prayer. As an example, I'm sure you may not know much of his life, but you've certainly heard of the Braille system. Well, that entire system, the Braille system, was discovered or engineered by a man called Louis Braille, who lost his sight and was blinded at the age of 3. And yet he was determined not to lead a life without purpose, without understanding, without a going forward. And so God enabled him, as I believe with all of our great scientists and artists, that inspiration comes. Inspiration means God breathed it, that he made, because of his own personal tragedy, it became a reality for others, where multiplied thousands upon thousands have been able to discover the books of learning and education through the Braille system. And so whenever we have vision, it will drive us to action. The word of the Lord says about Jesus that zeal for his Father's house consumed him. And so I want to ask you today, what is your burden? Paul, it says, was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. He wrote 13 epistles, and even in prison. In fact, some of the most beautiful and glorious, like the book of Philippians, were written when he was imprisoned for preaching the gospel. So with a vision, we must feel it. And then, brothers and sisters, God will enable us to find it. It will surely come if we, with all of our hearts, desire it. We must not just sit back. I mean, there's just a divine spiritual interaction that occurs. God knows what he wants to do. He's given us promises. He desires to answer our prayers. But yet, instead of just giving it to us, he wants us to come to him and to present our petitions to him with thanksgiving. And so God will open doors. In Revelation 3 and 8, remember what Jesus said to the Philippian church, I will open doors that no man will shut. Someone's listening to me right now, and that's a word, a word for you from the Lord. He's going to open a door that no man can shut. And the word of the Lord says in Ecclesiastes 9:11, I returned, Solomon said, and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. All of us in the course of our lives are going to be presented with opportunities. And some of those opportunities, that's why we must be wise and discerning. Those are God-given opportunities. And we must not overlook the time of our visitation. You can postpone an opportunity if you desire, but you may just forfeit your chance. God gives us time. We can't be caught into the snare of not responding and saying, well, I'll do it tomorrow. I know God is very patient with us, but I've known at times in my own life, I have sensed a real burden from the Lord, sometimes regarding the lives of other people, and I knew there was a divine timing, and they needed to respond. They needed to obey God in that timing. And unfortunately, in some of those cases, I saw that they did not respond. Now, did that mean that God did not love them, that they went to hell when they died? Of course not. But they did not receive God's blessing. I don't know about you, but I want God's best. My heart's desire, which is why I'm on this radio broadcast, why I share and spend the hours that I do with the Correspondence Ministries on behalf of the UCM partners, is because I desire with all of my heart God's best. Why? Because that's the heart of God. I've asked the Lord for his heart, and he cares so much for each one of us. Our lives are so precious before him. And beloved, that vision, that burden that God gives you, you're not only going to feel it, but he's going to open the door so you will find it, and that vision will connect you to a certain field. There's a destination. There's a place that you're headed in the spirit. But it's important, beloved, that you don't get distracted. Sometimes it's a physical place, but oftentimes it's a spiritual place, a destination, a place of wisdom, a place of understanding where finally get what God's been trying to show you, to tell you, and you start living it. You start acting upon it. Many times we hear the word over and over again, and sometimes it's like, oh, I'm so tired of hearing this word. Well, did it occur to you that perhaps God is speaking to you through that? And it's one thing to hear the word. It's another thing to act on it, beloved. We're all guilty of that. Sometimes we hear the word and we say, oh, that's very good. Yes, I agree. Amen. Amen, preacher. Pastor. Yes. Amen. Preach it, pastor. But unless we make it a part of our own lives, it's not really profiting us. What does the word say? It's like we're a man that looks into a mirror, and as soon as we turn away, we forget what we look like. We need to hear the word of the Lord as we look and glance and see into that perfect law of liberty. So that very destination, it gives us a sense of momentum. We're headed towards something, and that's That vision will do that to us. The burden will do that. It motivates us to follow through. Like Paul said, he went through all manner of difficulties, of trials, more than we could ever imagine. Imagine being in the deep and shipwrecked and being beaten with rods and stoned, left for dead. All these things happened to him, but he was able, it was because of that heavenly vision to which he was not disobedient. And Jesus, all that he endured, the contradiction of sinners against him. At one point he said, "Oh, how long, oh, you faithless and perverse generation, how long must I suffer you?" But the word of the Lord was, "For this reason I was born." He knew that he had a divine plan from his Father, a will from his Father that he must fulfill. Now, going back to that first verse in chapter 2 of Habakkuk, the prophet says, "I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower." So he's in a period of waiting upon God. Many of you right now, as you're listening to me, there's a period that you're waiting on God. And it talks about a tower, and other translations will say a rampart. That's a secure and sound place. And what does he say? "And when I am reproved," another translation would say corrected, bless his heart, he knew the way of the Lord. When you really seek after the Lord, sure enough, he's generally going to have correction for you. There's something he wants to draw attention to you. He does it in love. He doesn't condemn us. He doesn't beat us over the head. He's so gentle. He's kind, he's gracious, but he does want us to grasp what he's trying to convey to us. So God will allow us to be motivated to move on to that divine destination, and then he'll allow us to fulfill it. You will finally, beloved, get to your promised land. And also, don't be afraid to get people involved in your destiny. Look at Moses. He was going to wear himself out until his wife's father-in-law, his own father-in-law, told him that he needed to delegate, and at least he was able to do that. He hearkened to good counsel. And the word of the Lord says about David that he served his own generation, and then he was buried. Well, I see my time has just about come to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to a conclusion. The announcer in a moment is going to give you our contact information. I pray that you will be able to join me tomorrow as we carry on in understanding about divine vision that God gives. And if you have a need or prayer request, or just if you're being blessed by the broadcast, drop me a note or an email. Let me know that you're listening. God bless you. I love you. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.